This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. The recent Arizona federal court ruling, which vacated the registration for over-the-top application of dicamba products, has left many farmers in the lurch. Many growers have already made their orders for the 2024 growing season. What should be done about the existing stocks of dicamba products, many of which are already on hand, ready to be used on the farm? The American Farm Bureau Federation has joined the call, along with other ag groups, for the Environmental Protection Agency to issue an existing stocks order, which would allow farmers to use dicamba products in the upcoming growing season. We will hear more from American Farm Bureau's John Walt Boatwright next.
You might think Iowa just grows corn, but the truth is, corn grows Iowa. Hi, I'm Stu Swanson, a farmer from Galt, Iowa, and the first vice president of the Iowa Corn Growers Association. Whether you're planting, harvesting, or anywhere in between, as a member of the Iowa Corn Growers Association, you're also actively advocating for our industry. As an ICGA member, you have a voice lobbying on ag issues at the state and federal levels on priorities that impact your farm. Join us today at iowacorn.org/join.
American Farm Bureau's John Walt Boatwright says that a previous existing stocks order from the EPA gives AFBF hope that farmers will be able to help protect their soybean and cotton crops with dicamba products this growing season.
Back in 2020, a court also handed down a vacature of certain dicamba products, and EPA released an existing stocks order within, I believe, 5 or 6 days.
AFBF President Zippy Duvall and American Soybean Association officials recently wrote a letter to EPA which urged the green lighting of an existing stocks order which would allow for the use of dicamba products this growing season. The letter was prompted by the Arizona federal court ruling which did away with registration for 3 dicamba products.
It's critical for our farmers and ranchers around the country who utilize this and made purchasing decisions and business decisions based on the fact that they would have dicamba ready to go.
Boatwright says that the timing of the decision makes for an impossible situation for farmers who have already purchased dicamba products.
That's the real problem here, is that folks have already made business decisions and now potentially to be able to not use that product is going to be a major issue.
This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.